future here at Rosie on the House. We're doing something a little futuristic ourselves at Rosie on the House. I'm broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center at the best home show ever built. That's the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Patio Show on today and tomorrow. Come on down. I'll be down here all weekend. We'd love to see you. We sure visited with a lot of friends out on the floor yesterday. Romy's broadcasting from ASU campus for the Tour de Trees. That's a special event. You'll be hearing more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. I'll be pitching it out to him, and he'll be there with John Eisenhower. But right now, I've got Dr. Johnny Green joining us from the Oak Ridge National Laboratory talking about the future of energy consumption by you and you and you and you. Yes, you, Agnes, in Sun City, and yes, you, Fred, in Arcadia, and yes, you, John, in Tucson. I'm talking about all you homeowners on a project called Project Amy that Dr. Green is working on. Let's bring him back into the conversation. I want to talk a little bit more about all the different industries this project brings together. And again, Dr. Green, I want to thank you again for joining us this Saturday morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So you were talking about let's rethink the way we do things. Let's rethink the way we consume energy. Talk us through that. How do you futuristic minds like get together and kind of come up with this stuff?
Okay, well, that's a great question. So once again, you know, we as a national laboratory, we're here to help make America more prosperous. You know, we're trying to come up with new ideas and concepts that the private sector can then take on and, you know, use to make our lives better. And so once again, we were thinking about how could we do things a little bit differently. And so we partnered with over 20 companies in this project, and one of them was architectural firm SOM, Skidmore, Owings & Merrill. They're based in Chicago, and they designed the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which is the tallest building in the world. And we also partnered with Clayton Homes, who's the largest producer of manufactured homes, and some other folks as well. And we kind of, you know, were brainstorming with those folks, and they said, you know, this sounds kind of interesting. Let's give it a shot. And so this pod that kind of looks like a caterpillar that you saw in Las Vegas was actually designed by SOM.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, 20 feet long and 10 feet wide. It's about 200 square feet, kind of a micro living kind of a concept that people are kind of thinking about now.
Yes.
And this was all 3D printed. This all came out of a large 3D printer that we helped develop the technology for. And we printed this little kind of pod enclosure in less than a month. So we printed all of these sections that we joined together in less than a month. And then we took it over to Clayton Homes, and they assembled it in a little over 3 weeks.
Now let me share with the listeners what that means to me as a carpenter. Folks,
okay.
Folks, we're not getting a tractor out and leveling an area to pour a concrete slab that we then can deliver our 2x4s to, that we stand up one by one. We have a pile on the side of the house that is our waste and our rubbish, the things that we cut off that we don't need, while we're applying the siding and the drywall and the roof rafters and the shingles and all of that. This is 3D printing. Am I correct in saying we don't have an ounce of waste when we're done?
That is the intent. You can eliminate waste by using this kind of an approach.
You have created a housing pod that does resemble a giant caterpillar. Think of it as a big size RV, is about the size of it. I think it's about 30 or 40 feet long and about 15 or 16 feet in diameter. It's got solar panels across the top. It's a live-in unit, folks, that's built waste free. Just think of what that can mean in our increased efficiencies as we learn to live together on this globe. But we've got this housing pod that's put together in how much time?
We printed it in less than 4 weeks and put it together in less than 4 weeks.
That's incredible. A one of a kind, first of a kind. It's absolutely incredible. So we get this unit put together, And
yes.
Let's just talk about that housing pod for just a minute. Has anyone lived in it yet? I've walked through it. I've seen it. I've touched it.
Well, I would have been living in it if the project didn't go well, but fortunately it went well, and so that didn't happen. So no one has actually lived in it, but you could. It actually has a micro kitchen in it. So General Electric has this first build concept that they have, which is a crowdsourcing concept, and they're one of our partners. So they provided a one-of-a-kind micro kitchen, so it has a touchscreen console so you can watch TV, you can watch football games. It has a kitchenette with a sink, refrigerator, oven, stovetop, and dishwasher, and it even has a Murphy-style daybed in it. It's got those things. It's got windows in it. So Alcoa and Conair provided the windows that are, you know, incorporated inside the pod. As you mentioned, Rosie, it's got solar panels up top that are – You can't even see the solar panels, because typically when you have solar panels on a roof, it looks like a bad toupee. You know, it's kind of just you stick them on top of a roof, and, you know, it looks a little bit awkward there and sometimes. And so, but with this design, with 3D printing, we were able to print the roof in such a way that you could just embed the solar panels on it. And then the home also has its own energy storage system. So we've taken a bunch of batteries that were used in vehicles, repurposed them, and so the home has its own battery, it has solar panels, and it has space where you could actually live in it.
And it actually communicates wirelessly with the vehicle that I want to talk about when we come back from this short break. Folks, I'm talking about a vehicle building and establishing power that can talk to the house that's also consuming power. It can be on the grid. It can be solar powered. It is absolutely incredible. So you've heard a little bit about the housing pod. Now we're going to come back and talk about the transportation vehicles that marries with this pod, and you're not going to believe the things that they're going to be able to accomplish for you and me.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.